Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Improved telescopes and computers are helping astronomers observe black hole phenomena. Tamara Bogdanovic, an assistant professor of physics at the Georgia Institute of Technology, is hoping to predict these events occurring in deep space.
Astrophysicists think that nearly every galaxy in the universe hosts a supermassive black hole at its center. In some of them, supermassive black holes are caught in the very act of swallowing a star in an event called tidal disruption. When this happens, the nucleus of a previously quiescent galaxy suddenly lights up. For more than 20 years, astrophysicists have used this signature as a signpost for supermassive black holes. Such detections were, however, rare because their unpredictable nature makes it impossible to know where in the sky will the next black hole devour a star. The observational searches for this type of transients have improved over the past few years as several astronomical surveys dedicated to scanning the night sky came online. The new observatories are providing us with a larger number of events and data of higher quality. For the first time, this may allow us to learn about the type of disrupted stars and to estimate more robustly the mass of the culprit black holes. To do that, we need theoretical models that make predictions about the dependence of the observed signatures on properties of the supermassive black hole and disrupted star. The most recent data on tidal disruption events is already outpacing theoretical understanding and calling for the development of a new generation of models. Within my research group, we use supercomputer simulations to complement and constrain theory and observations. Because we have control over this virtual experiment and can repeat it as needed, we can examine the tidal disruption process from many perspectives. This in turn allows us to determine and quantify the most important physical processes at play.
That was Tamara Bogdanovic of the Georgia Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. But are we-